Desolation Angel Radio, April 3rd, 2020, episode 15 of this revamped format of the show. Kip Williams with you. If you've been following the show, you know that what this was at one point in time, it was a radio show I'd had for 8 years, had it on the air once a week, couple hours of music, me, and back at the beginning of March, as this virus presented its challenges to us, I changed the show over, took all the paywalls down. It's free, and it is now nightly, and I bring different voices to it each and every night. Information, resources, thoughts, so many different parts of this. To provide a voice for all of you, to let you hear people that maybe you haven't seen or heard from in a long time, to get their thoughts on things, to be a central hub and focal point. We've done things as varied as Green Heron Farm for people in Western New York still has good quality organic beef, chicken, and pork. Just letting people know that. Conversation just last night with two beautiful young souls here in Buffalo, Avi and Bridge, who formed Buffalo Mutual Aid Network. Conversations here in Buffalo with Mark Madden, a prominent voice in the art scene here and street art scene and street murals, and prominent in doing documentaries about showing what's happening with art. And resources available for artists during this time. Friends of mine, people like Don and Daniela Waterhawk and Billy Woods, Lori Cavanero, Greg Haley, Richard Leek, and I'm leaving so many out, but that's what it's become, and I'm really, really pleased tonight. Someone who's been a friend for 30 years and whose soul and heart I absolutely love, and who is such a strong voice, her thoughts on what's happening to all of us right now. And the fun part about Imani in this particular episode is she, Imani and I have known one another 30 years and been friends 30 years. And I will freely admit that I can be a very upfront and loud personality. And Imani is one of the people that can check me and do so very well. And I appreciate that she does it because I need people like that around me. And you'll actually hear that a couple times in the interview. So, but this is free. If you got to it through the link on Podbean, you actually now have free access to the entire library of shows that we've done. Desolation Angel Radio is available on Facebook as well. There's a couple other things I'm involved with in terms of the Mutual Relief Network, and I'll talk about that after the interview. And I always slip a couple of pieces of music in, one before the interview, one after. And we'll start with a piece of music and get right to the interview with Ms. Imani. All right.
Tell me why the grass was greener years ago. I swear it used to grow here, but no more. Tell me why on this hill all the birds they used to come to fly here, come to die here. And tell me why I need to know. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to know. Always show me. Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, I won't give up on you. Just believe in me like I believe in you. All the kids that used to come to run here, load their guns here. And tell me why it's okay to kill in the name of the gods we pray. Tell me who said it's okay to die in the name of the lies we say. Tell me why there's child soldiers. Tell me why they close the borders. Tell me how to fight disease. And tell me now, won't you please be only thing I want to do is to be in the arms of someone who believes in me like I believe in you. And I say, hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, I won't give up. And I try, 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 try. I try, 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 try for you. Don't give up on me. And I cry, 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 cry. I cry, 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 cry for you. Just believe in me like I believe. Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, won't give up on you. Just believe in me like I believe in you. Don't give up on me. Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say?
And as I talked about in the intro, the one of the interviews that we have tonight here is with Imani White. For those people who don't know Imani and only know me, Imani and I have been friends a very long time. She is someone whom I respect a great deal. Her insight, her input, her viewpoint, and how she sees things working, and I view her as an invaluable resource for the world and people right now, and that's not exaggeration. And I wanted to catch up with her and get her take on things. How are you, Imani?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Tip. Yeah. Sitting looking at the forest as it starts to bloom out, you know, the beautiful colors of red and white and green and yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're down there in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, in Swannanoa.
Okay. All right. We'll start local first. How are things around you and in North Carolina? We're sitting here on April 2nd, as things begin to build.
Well, I have been tuned in, but not deeply tuned into the numbers, just knowing that the virus is here and is influencing us. But, I checked in last night on Asheville, and though our numbers are small, the percentage of increase in cases was significant. It was 163% in a 24-hour period of time.
Okay.
So that's a lot. And I also, because I am who I am, I look at the numerology of that, and 163 reduces down to 1. And so that's significant for me.
Okay. All right. And you're one of the people that I've wanted to talk to and actually wanted to have this conversation as part of the radio show, because you have, as far as I'm concerned, some great insights into what's happening on a people level and a universal level. With all of this, and we just had a conversation before we started to tape about if I dare call it that, shifting paradigms.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was about communication and about connectedness. Would you be willing to give me your take on that?
Sure. I think I mean, where you and I met, Kip, was, you know, 30 years ago while we're praying for the planet and singing and drumming and dancing and taking care of the prayer like that, you know. So for a long time, we've heard about, you know, what can happen if the people don't wake up. And so this virus for me is validation of that, because our planetary condition has been deteriorating quickly, and we've had several opportunities to wake up and to change our society, but we haven't really done that. And now we've all been sent, you know, to our rooms, so to speak, and the mother is saying, you know, like, you have an opportunity to get really clear about, like, you know, what I need.
Yeah, and we did meet 30 years ago that way, and we both have known some wonderful people who really told us this was coming, because we acted so arrogantly. And one phrase that's been coming to mind for me is my old Sundance chief, Elmer Running, and he would always refer to us as pitiful human beings who didn't understand our own language, our own place in the world, our own place in everything. And of course, one of the people that I'm thinking about almost every minute of every day right now is Grandma Bertha.
I'm Grandma Bertha, you know, I'm going to share the story with her, because it's definitely been, it was a pivotal moment in my experience as a planetary alchemist. And it was during the gathering of all nations at Hawkwind, and everyone had gone to lunch, and I was still there processing what I had just experienced, and Grandma Bertha asked me to come over and asked me if I would walk with her, and I said, of course, Grandma. And she walked to the medicine wheel, and she gave a teaching and a blessing to all of us. And when it was time to go into the wheel, she was at the gate of the wheel, and she lifted her foot, and it was over the step, and she stood there for about 30 seconds. And then she put her foot down on the ground and turned around and looked at me, and she said, Amani, you only have to remember one thing. And I said, what's that, Grandma? And she said, just remember it's easy. So, like, that's profound, and that's been a core element of how, like, a pillar in my life, something that I rely on, mm-hmm. some part of the architecture of how I relate to the world. And all of the things that we're experiencing right now are a natural consequence of our behavior. You know, if we took more personal responsibility for the care of our emotional well-being, of our spiritual well-being, of our planetary well-being, as far as, you know, demanding of the people that we buy our stuff from to be more aware of the impact on the earth, like, we have the capacity to change that. There's no reason why we don't change that, other than this power over paradigm that we've been dancing and praying and understanding is real and trying to dismantle. And so, like, the coronavirus gives us an opportunity to dismantle this power over paradigm.
I do see that. And I'm glad you phrased it that way, because it just clicked with me when you said power over. And it clicked something in my head. And it is that hierarchical structure that we've built, and believing somehow we have power over things. And at least in my mind, forgetting that simple truth that we are all connected. And we does not mean just you and I as humans. We are all related. We are all connected. We're all part of a framework and a construct.
And right. And we are all, meaning, like, everyone, like Democrats, Republicans, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, it doesn't, there's no way to, if you're really fully in the prayer, there is no separation.
True.
There is no authority for you to judge anyone. There, like, you just got to get over that. You just got to stop, drop, and roll, and get back in alignment with what your relationship with the universe is, what your particular calling is, and say thank you and say nice things to people and hold the vision that we're going to move through this and use your voice to talk to your elected officials through phone calls and emails. Take some of this anxiety that is collectively being experienced and channel it into a way where, if you really care about the earth, then ask for significant social change. Ask, like, make it happen within yourself and talk into elected officials. You know, they work for us. It's we the people. What do the people really want? I think the people really want to know that that life is good. We've been seduced by the whole situation of the world to forget that simple truth. That's what the point is.
And I think you're absolutely right, because something that I've said about this virus from the beginning is that it's a great equalizer. It doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't care if you're a progressive or a conservative. It doesn't care if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a pagan, or an atheist. It doesn't care if you're black, white, Asian. It doesn't care. It only cares about one thing, and that's having us understand it views us all as equal opportunity and the same. There's a lesson behind that I keep seeing. That it says we're all the same.
Yeah, and one of the ways that we can take that truth and reframe it towards spiritual justice or social justice is to begin to find compassion for African Americans in our country, for, you know, like, looking at the food chain for the country right now. You know, the immigrant workers, you know, it's like they don't have protection. They don't have security. It's like, how can we as a culture say, oh my God, we're in a situation where these people, like, we don't have options. We're not prepared. Please stand up for these people who are preparing our food. We're how many people? Like, there's ways that we can initiate social action and social change that is, I mean, it's really palpable for me, Kip. You know me, and you know that when the stuff comes through, the stuff comes through. And
absolutely.
I just really, really, you know, what I'm doing, how I'm putting myself out is I'm sharing my medicine on Tuesdays and Fridays on the Web of Love. We do Zoom calls, and it's posted on Facebook. And I'm an activator. You know, I have been given amazing gifts, and I've developed these gifts into skills, and I understand some really solid truths about the universe that if you're willing to change your mind and change your operating system of coming from love rather than you know, needing to do something or any kind of power over paradigm, we can change the world. We can have equity be in life. You know, it's like,
and that's something. And you're right. We've known one another 30 years, and that is a gift of yours. And that's always been your message of is love over fear. You have held real integrity with that through the decades that I've known you. The message has always been love over fear. And that's what I'm seeing out there for a lot of people right now, is this undercurrent of fear, this undercurrent of anxiety. And I understand that condition when there's no certainty, when everything is unknown, fear becomes a very real thing. But then there's tools to turn that fear into love, into connection with one another, and saying, we can get through this, because I can't get through this by myself. I mean, I can be as badass.
Well, I disagree. see, I disagree with you there, Kip, because I think that you will get through it by yourself. It's like you're either going to be peace or not. It's a choice, you know, but you're going to get through and you're going to die. You know, it's just the way it is.
Well, yeah, that's the one truth in life. We're all going to die. I mean, that's simple. And
the reason why I'm calling that out, I just want to clarify that, is because, like, you're making a choice. You're making a choice to do the work with the mutual aid. You're making a choice to put the radio show back up. You're making a choice to contact me and ask me how I feel and what I think. And that's where, that's what I'm behind. I'm behind people making choices and taking the next right step. I'm behind people looking at what it means to be an African American in this country, what it means to be a Native American in this country at this time. Look at the things that are happening to these people and look within yourself about how you have internalized trauma. You know, it's a natural, it's natural that modern culture is the way modern culture is, because we haven't been doing the work. If we take the time to do the work, to understand that we are all one, and when we say we are all connected, that means we are all connected. It doesn't mean that black people are excluded, or Native people, or white people, or Asian people, or Donald Trump. Like, everybody.
Everybody.
So
everybody.
It just kind of changes it. As soon as you catch yourself going into the us and them, stop, drop your roll, brother. There are no onlys. There are no always. It's like we are in a moment and in the river of life, and how we flow in that river is up to us. And we got what it takes to be adaptogens and support each other and help things move on, you know?
We were talking about Grandma Bertha, and what you just said reminded me of a moment I had with her, and it was a profound one. And I think it was that same weekend, because she just looked at me very casually and said, "Kip, don't push the river. You can't push the river." And it was that that works on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
It really does, and it was a profound thing that stuck with me for a very, very long time. And thank you for calling me out on that. I appreciate that, because it can't be just me, and I can't say we are all connected and have those two be congruent, you know?
Well, I'm calling you in, bro. I'm calling all of us in.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I'm calling all of us into the circle. I'm calling all of us into the architecture of what life really is. You know, if, like, I'm calling fear over love over fear. I'm calling it more to a place of, oh my goodness, it makes so much sense that we are afraid, and it makes so much sense that we are love. And it's like, how can we put fear beside each other rather than one over the other? It's like validating that we are afraid. If we're really afraid, breathing is an important tool to have, you know. Moving your body is an important tool to have, and filling yourself with the love and the light of your surroundings, your family, your prayers for the future. It's like you got to fake it till you make it. You know, it's like you got to find a way to feel good, because that's what this is all about.
Thank you so much. I am so happy we're talking this morning, because emotionally and mentally I'm in the place where this is all just divine, and I'm needing to hear everything you're saying, and I'm needing to hear you say it to me, because of that long friendship and because you're one of the only people that's ever been able to get through to me sometimes and say, "Kip."
It's like I'm going to just turn it over to the universe getting through to you, because you have a commitment to the universe. That has nothing to do with me. It's the universal connection that happens to choose the right words at the right time. And I've practiced that skill, certainly, and developed that skill Yeah, I'm just a translator, you know? So it's like, I'm grateful to be in your life, and I'm grateful to be a translator, and I want you to, like there's a place where you give your power away when, like that, and I want you to have full agency, and you know, you're a part of this. We are, when we value ourselves like that, and our language reflects that, the world changes around us. Like, everything becomes easy. The synchronicity opens up. There are no obstacles because you're in that universal river of being.
Yeah. There's been something that's been on my mind the last 24 hours. It's really crystallizing. One of the great tools, out of 12-step programs is called One Day at a Time. And if you can't make one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. And if you can't make 1 hour, a now at a time. Yeah. Just being present, being here, and getting through this now, and contributing to it, and being part of it. So it, yeah. So you said that you were doing In the Web of Love on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, also on Sundays. I forgot. Sorry. There's Sundays.
Oh, that's okay.
As well.
Yeah. So that's on Facebook, The Web of Love.
Yep.
Okay.
It's, yep, Web of Love Community Online Prayer and Healing Summit.
Okay. And I've always, of course, respected and loved and marveled at your ability with intentional fires. Have you lit a fire yet during this?
I have not. I've lit candles.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure when that will happen. It'll probably happen on the full moon. I've had a fire that's been set with intention and waiting for the moment to light it since in bulk. So it's that's been an interesting process with having laid that fire down, and I'm not been told to light it yet. So
okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah.
On the 7th of every month, the Peace Chambers have a fire ceremony, and I will have a fire ceremony on the 7th. And the way folks could learn about that is to explore Joseph Rael and the Peace Chambers. And if you put that into a search, you'll find information about it, the fire ceremony. There's a YouTube video.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cause I know that, up here, in Western New York, there's a lot of festival people that would be very interested in that and being able to participate virtually, you know?
The virtual fire circle, that Breithoff and Hollis have initiated is awesome. And I'm hoping that that's going to continue. I participated in the first one. It's really lovely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We're starting to get spring up here in Western New York. Today is one of the first days where I've got the windows thrown open to really get the place aired out. And the sun is out, and the day is full of promise. You know, it really is. So it has been wonderful talking with you. All right. And if you'd consent, you are somebody that I would love to have back on here regularly throughout the duration of this, because I value your insight and I value your view of things.
I'll definitely sit with it and pray with it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't make answers. I don't give answers like that quick, but most likely.
Right. And I appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, let me sit with it a while more so than anything. All right.
Well, we're off the air. And now it's back to just you and me talking.
Oh, Ms. Imani White, who has been a friend for 30 years. And you can hear a lot of times where I'm carrying on a conversation with a friend. And right there at the end, you caught that, where we taped part of it. And then the conversation continued for another half hour. I appreciate having people in my life who have been there 30 years. And I appreciate powerful people like Imani, who have been there 30 some odd years, and we have been through some stuff together, let me tell you. incredible human being. I'm actually doing this show on Friday night while she is doing that Web of Love that she does on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And this will go up just as that ends. And I'll text her and let her know that it's up and tag her so that she knows and for those people who are participating can go check it out. And she mentioned a few things because there's a lot going on behind the scenes or with everybody's attention focused on COVID-19 and the fear of that. And there are things that are happening. There's a lot of things that are happening. I mean, one of the big things for me is knowing and understanding that they have rolled back almost all the EPA regulations and rules during this time. Well, everybody was focused on that, which is not cool at all. I mean, if you understand what those regulations put in effect because of my age, I was born in 1957, so I watched things get cleaned up over time. I was alive when Lake Erie burned, right there outside of Cleveland, when you could not see Los Angeles for the smog. And so as those regulations get rolled back, and that is something to stay in touch with your congressperson about, then we increase asthma, we increase lung cancers, we increase everything else. There's so many other things going on. Just this week, the Department of the Interior looked at a group of First Nations people, indigenous people, and matter of fact, the very tribe that welcomed the pilgrims in the 1600s, the Mashpee Wampanoags, and the Department of Interior and Bureau of Indian Affairs basically told them, nope, your land is not your land anymore. And again, that all happened. The tribe has put forth the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe Reservation Reaffirmation Act, House of Representatives 312, and there's a lot of ways to get signatures in support of that. That was happening under the cover of COVID-19 this week. And something that has never stopped. All right. The XL pipeline activity continues despite it being a public health threat to coronavirus. I mean, they're continuing to work on that because they're sending thousands of workers into rural and tribal communities who could well be carrying it with them, be carrying COVID-19 with them. And every other project has stopped. I mean, I'm here in New York where everything except the most essential work has stopped. And trust me, folks, I worked in oil and gas, and you heard Imani reference that. Oil's down to $16 a barrel. The major oil companies have laid off hundreds of workers, and there's hundreds more coming because we have an incredible glut going. There is absolutely no reason to continue with that pipeline and keep sending thousands of workers into man camps on the middle of tribal land, all of whom could be possibly asymptomatically carrying COVID-19. That's nothing but a threat, period, to them. And it's not cool, you know. That's another thing to be a hold of your representative or your senator about. There's other things going on. There's an ongoing case where this great human rights lawyer named Steve Donziger, he helped win like a $9.5 billion judgment for rainforest cleanup, and then immediately an excuse was made to put him under house arrest so he can't continue to represent those people. And again, that's something to be in touch with your senator, your representative about. If you're looking on Facebook for those kind of resources, there's a great guy named John Perkins, who did work for the World Bank at one point in time as what he called an economic hitman. And he went into enough indigenous land to finally see what was happening to he had a complete 180. And I appreciate that. I'm kind of like, it's like I worked on oil rigs. I worked on platforms. I'm well aware of what we've done to the earth. I'm well aware. John Perkins has a great Facebook page. Look for a guy named Nick Hanauer, who is a millionaire venture capitalist, but actually the complete opposite of all the ones you know. Because he, look for his TED Talks, look for him on Facebook, where he consistently calls out what's going on and why we have such an incredible inequality and distribution of wealth in this country, why resources are so scarce for people, like healthcare, like education. Remember, we're the only advanced country on earth where suddenly, you know, healthcare, which is critical and vital right now, is a profitable commodity. It's not. Okay. And you can say different to me all you want. And I'm going to tell you things like healthcare and education are not profitable commodities. You cannot grow as a society and a culture without those things being available to everyone. Period. End of story. So there's a lot of things that are happening right now. And you heard Greg Haley and I talk about it a couple of weeks ago. You've heard me and, like Avi and Bridge last night talk about building mutual aid networks. Greg and I are going to talk again this Sunday because things can never be the same coming out of this. Things have to be different. And we have the chance to remake that and rework that now. We really do. So I know that people's attention is focused on their own survival and their own health and their family's health and their loved one's health. So I'm not saying don't pay attention to that. I'm saying these are other things that can also be brought into play, especially as we all have time in front of our computers and on our phones to continue. And the other thing of it is what I talked about were big issues. They're national issues. Act local. That's why I've been bringing so many mutual aid network people on. Act locally. Okay. And I saw Greg get into a conversation about that a couple weeks ago with somebody online who was wondering about national things. And he said, act locally. And Ms. Imani is acting locally and building virtual community. She's like I say, powerful, powerful human being. And I so love talking to her. And go back and re-listen to this interview again, because I've had to listen to it 2-3 times because it's deep. There's a lot of things she brings up that are really true about the power of language, about the power of making choice, about the power of how we embrace fear and turn it into action and all of it. She had so much to say about that. I respect her so much. I can't even begin to tell you how happy it made me to talk. Like I say, when you're talking with somebody whom you've known 30 years and we do have a history, it's not just 30 years of friend. Like I say, we've been through some things and been through some pretty heavy duty things. So she's somebody I respect and I love her so much. And I'm so glad she came on tonight and I'm so glad she brought all those things up. And I hope that it stirs something for you. If you don't know me and you're listening to this for the first time, again, the library is open, Desolation Angel Radio. You can hear so many voices, and all you got to do is cruise down through, because I name all of them in each episode from the night of people you may know, or start listening to people you don't know to hear that our experiences for each of us are unique, but they're also collective. You know, that we're all interconnected, and a lot of people might be having the same feelings or reactions you are. My name is Kip Williams, Desolation Angel Radio. If you're in Buffalo or Western New York, not only do I make an effort to get out and take care of the vulnerable populations, I can put you in touch with people like Feed Buffalo, the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network, things to help you take care of things that are coming up right now in a mutually beneficial peer-to-peer situation, because nobody makes any money off any of this. We're all broke. We are all broke, you know? And so we'll come out of this and we'll find a way to support one another. We're using the last of what we got, you know, to put gas in tanks and get things around to people that have even less than we do. You know, we're making sure that people have food that have even less than we do. And when I say we, it's a lot of us that are doing it. Tomorrow night, Saturday, I plan on having on Hollis and Brighthawk, whom you heard her mention. So please stick with us. You can go ahead and subscribe, or you can just keep the link, because the link that you have, if you go to Desolation Angel Radio on Podbean, that's open. It's free. That's the entire master library back for 8 years. And that's yours to download, stream, use however you want. My phone number, if you need something here in Buffalo, in Erie County, in Niagara County, in Chautauqua County, area code 504-717-8386. My name is Kip Williams. And if I can't do it for you, through mutual aid networks, friendships I have, people who are all willing to help, because it's not just me, you know, There's a lot of people that have found their better angels, found their better nature, you know, and are rising to the occasion to help out, because it's what we have to do. We all have to rise up. We all have to become better than we are, because we will experience, all of us die, and some of us will die during this. That's the nature of things. But we have to stay physically distant from one another to break the chain of transmission. But emotionally and heart-wise and soul-wise and mind-wise, we can all be together on this, and we can tackle these other issues, and we can do things like build mutual aid networks and build something better than what we had before, because what we had, don't anybody tell me what we had before was working, because this is sheer simple logic. What we had before COVID-19, every last little piece of it led us to this moment in time, led us to this. So don't tell me we have to go back to what was before, because what was before didn't work. It led us to this. And we can come out of things creating something different, creating the kind of conversations, maybe that conversation you heard Imani and I have, maybe that's a kind of conversation you've always wanted to have with somebody in your life, and have someone in your life like that who's been a friend for 30 years. I was on the phone last night with another friend of mine I've known 30 years, and we talked for an hour, and we just were present with one another, and started bouncing some things back and forth. That's what the interconnectedness of all things is, and you heard Imani and I talk about that. I'm going to close with a piece of music, Desolation Angel Radio, Kip Williams. My thanks to Ms. Imani White there in North Carolina, and my prayers always, she's always included in them, as are all of you, every last one of you. I don't have the time or the energy to do the emotional labor to be angry or to hate or to be bitter. We have an entire world to save and to rebuild, and it's going to take all of us. I love you all. I got your back somewhere out there in the night. I'm going to close with what I think is a very appropriate and suitable piece of music. And I will see you and talk to you again tomorrow.
We're a part of something special. We're a part of something special. We're a part of something special. It's a crack in time, a wrinkle falling from the nest, young ego. I will pull my feathers out, stay humble, stay humble, stay humble, stay humble. Uncle Mana taught us like an elder, took us under older brother. He said, this is powerful country, this is powerful country. And we felt like we were returning to our land, rebels and the shepherds of the sea. Takers are taking what the leavers will leave. So greet me the Black Prince Cicada. Such a loud voice for a tiny creature. Oh, teach me to let go of all of my pain. I do forgive, I don't forget these things. I do forgive, I don't forget these things. Oh, we burn the blue gum for a safe passage. Drink of the earth, smoke of the dirt, and my war paint was red. Oka play, hoka hey. My war paint was red. Oka play, hoka hey. Red oka play. Oh, our prayers ignite and cast out into the shire. And the song of our struggle came straight from the fire. It goes, holy, holy grandmother, we sing. Wash us clean of our pain and suffering. Give us strength for our new beginnings. Amen.
deepest thanks I've seen. It'll wash away, it will wash away. Lift them up, it'll wash away. It will wash away. Lift them up, it'll wash away. Lift 'em up.
Come. country and back, only to find love undefined. And I'm okay with that, cause I'm gonna be a guardian, be a man among men, be a guardian, be a man among men, or be a woman among women, be a guardian, be my friend.
Yeah.